Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
For His glory to be seen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, a farmer waits for the rain to plant certain crops or certain seed. They wait. Hallelujah. January, the ground is still dry. So certain seed cannot be planted. So they wait February. Hallelujah. They begin to see the weather, begin to study the weather. Hallelujah. Then they start to wait till March. Then begin to see some showers of rain. Hallelujah. April, they are set. I strongly believe this morning that His glory will be manifested. So I wouldn't know the reason why we are in church today, but I want you to set your heart unto the Lord. When I heard that, let's go to the house of the Lord, and I was glad. Hallelujah. Are you glad this morning that you are in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's house of God now. Hallelujah. This is the house. We'll be talking from the scripture and we'll be praying, because I perceive in my heart, as will be 10 years, this commission will be 10 years, is a good time to pray. It's a good time to pray into what God has for you. Remember when Moses was commanded that these people will live, and he told them that this Passover, you are to eat it while standing. The Passover are to be eaten while standing. It means they have dressed up. They are ready to go. All right. So it's not a time to slouch. It's not a time to, you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So I want you to be activated in your spirit. I want you to be alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Okay. Breaking the spirit of bondage. So I have here with me like a subtitle, The Anointing Breaks the Yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. All right. Are we set? Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. All right. I hear. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off the shoulder. All right. And his yoke from off the neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So, the anointing is important. The anointing is important. And we're going to talk about it and elaborate more about anointing. So, this is a prophecy in the book of Isaiah. I don't want to read the whole passage. This is a prophecy in the Old Testament. So, I want us to see the manifestation of that prophecy, the full manifestation of that prophecy in the New Testament. Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 29. Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Sabbath. I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and I shall find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Are you following? I want you to follow closely with me this morning. From the first scripture I read, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, there is a yoke that is of the devil. We have two yokes here. We have the yoke of the devil. We have the yoke of Christ. So you can't stay in between. You can't sit on the fence. You cannot. There is a yoke of the devil. There is a yoke of Christ. And let me go further by saying this. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day, Isaiah 10, that his burden shall be taken away from your shoulder. The way I read scripture, all right, I sit down to read scripture. The way I understand scripture, I sit down as if I want to eat. That's you understand scripture. I don't rush scripture. I know some people, they have electromagnetic brain. Hallelujah. I don't think I have it. I sit down to eat the scripture. All right. So, and in that process of time, I see a lot of things. Hallelujah. So, off the shoulder. So, if somebody is holding your shoulder and your neck, what advancement can you make? Possibly little or none. Hallelujah. So, if somebody is holding, this is just an example. All right. If somebody is holding your neck and your shoulder, what advancement can you make? People don't want you to have the muscles. Hallelujah. Possibly none. So, like I said, you cannot sit on the fence. You cannot be on the fence. Either you are having on you the yoke of Christ. And it was explained here. Please, back to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, 28, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. For I'm what? What is another word can we put here? Meek. Humble, gentle. What else? Can we have more? All right. And lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your soul. You know, this soul is a big deal. It's the battlefield. It's the battlefield of the mind. This soul is a battlefield. It's where the devil contend. And it's the same place where God wants to take. That's why we pray, Lord, possess my heart. Because once your soul has been possessed by the Lord, leave every other thing. It's a small thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, my yoke. So, a lot of people have struggle in their minds. If your minds have been captured by the devil, you need deliverance. A deliverance of the word of God. And what are the yokes we are talking about? Yoke of sin. Yoke of guilt. Yoke of financial problems. Yoke of addiction. I think I can talk more on this because I work in a setting that has to do with rehabilitation, drug rehabilitation. You will see a very brilliant prospect in life, but because of addiction, studying in Oxford University, came to Lagos, I've been to 4 rehabilitation centers, and I'm still counting. That is a yoke. Addiction is a yoke. Any form of addiction. It's not only if you are into alcoholism, any form of addiction, anything named addiction, is a yoke. Because it will stop your advancement. Addiction stop your advancement. Sickness, it can be a yoke. Devil can put a sickness on a man to stop him. All right? To waste his resources. It's a yoke. So a yoke does not allow one to move forward. Hallelujah. All right, let's look. Let's check Old Testament. Psalms chapter 40. Psalms chapter 40, verse 1. Psalm 40, verse 1. Want to see how much advancement you can make when a man is yoked? Psalm 40. All right. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Two. He brought me up also from. He brought me out of an horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. And what established my goings. Because there's no much progress you can take when you are in a pit. A pit is like a circle, right? So how much advancement you can make in a pit? Nothing. If only you can deceive yourself that you're making advancement. It's just a circle. You're in a circle. That's not advancement. Hallelujah. He set my feet on a rock. So, advancement can only be established on a rock. And who is the rock we are talking about? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so I want us to give a description of a yoke. All right? And most likely we'll be putting something on the screen for us to have. I know we might have seen it before, but for some person that might not have seen a picture of a yoke is a wooden beam used to control oxen, symbolizes bondage. It's not this one, it's the other one. Oppression. And burden. Can't you see that? That's a yoke. That's a yoke. In the old days, like many, many years ago, they used this kind of animal to plant, right? I think we did small agriculture. Hallelujah. To plant. So, this kind of wooden beam is placed on two oxen. So, my point is, they are controlled. You control their movement. You control their activity. That is a yoke. And a lot of believers are carrying this kind of yoke in different forms. Ignorance is a yoke. Hallelujah. You don't know that the yellow lane is what? Is the BRT lane. BRT lane. You don't know. And you just felt it's free. The place is, you know, nobody's there. So you follow. And the tax force caught you. And you are calling pastor. Hallelujah. So ignorance can be a yoke. That's a problem. Because you're going to pay like 50,000. I think it has been revealed. Hallelujah. So ignorance is a yoke. So you can't yoke yourself. You cannot. A lot of believers don't know what has been provided for. Certain things have been provided for. You just have to go in there and claim it. Pastor, we cry confession. The reason why we have confession is for you to put into active what has been said about you, what has been declared about you, to put force, hallelujah, to put your force into it, to bring it to our life, in your life. Somebody can send some good money to your account, but that money is useless in the account, in the bank. You have to go and claim it. Hallelujah. These are promises. Hold covenants, hold promises, new promises. But you have to go, all right, and claim it. That's how you have to be free. That's how to be set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So, meaning of yoke, it means slavery, oppression. Slavery, oppression. Okay, can we open our Bible to the book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And the Egyptian made the children of God. And the Egyptian made the children of God to serve with rigor. So, another word for rigor. Hardship. When I was reading this scripture, I underlined, and the children of Israel, the children of promise, they are unique. At this point in time, they are the chosen people of God. These people. They are the people of promise. But what happened? They serve with hard labor. 14. Verse 14. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service when they made them serve with rigor. Wow. 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 I have a prayer point for you here. It doesn't worth it to serve with rigor if Jesus has paid the price. It's not necessary. I'm not saying that we not work, but with rigor, with hard labor. I don't want to go to heaven. And Jesus is telling me that you're supposed to be this. It means that is my own part. I did not open that particular book. Hallelujah. I don't want to get to heaven and say, no, you're supposed to be the governor of Ondo State. So what are you doing? So Christian cannot be a governor? No, Christian cannot be a governor. They always say, when a good man reigns, the people rejoice. You know what I do? They will be happy. Because things, the water will be running. The water will be running. The light will be stable. Hallelujah. God bless Nigeria. Do you know why we travel there? Things are stable. Hallelujah. I put here any condition that has made me to serve with rigor. Lord, destroy by fire. It doesn't worth it because the provision has been made. If the provision has not made, it's a different thing. If the provision has been made and you don't go to claim it, then you have a problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Sin and its control. Romans chapter 6 verse 16. So we are explaining Yoke. Meaning of yoke. Sin and its control over people. All right? Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, is servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Stay with me. So, anything you serve, are you following? Anything you serve, anything you obey is your master. Anything you obey, anything you serve, anything you give your attention to is your what? Is your master. Hallelujah. So what do you give yourself to that is holding you back? What have you given yourself to in the past 2 years that is holding you back? Is it media that is preventing you to study the daily scripture? Is it media? Is it WhatsApp? So, what you have given yourself to can hold you back or can push you forward. It's the two. Anything that you give yourself into can hold you back or can liberate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satanic oppression is another form of yoke. Let's look into our Bible. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. The woman with the spirit of infirmity. Are we there? And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. So not all infirmity are ordinary infirmity. This one says, the spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Hallelujah. So not all infirmity. That is why we have to be spiritual. You have to know, is this one coming from the spirit or is it myself? Hallelujah. We have the anointing to break every form of infirmity here. Hallelujah. The anointing is stronger than the infirmity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, a yoke will control a man. A yoke will control a man. To where the person wants to go, to where he wants to go. A yoke will control him. He can control you to the left, wherever he wants you to go. Like I said, we have the anointing. Hallelujah. Amen. The anointing is available in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what is the anointing? The anointing is the God power. The anointing is God presence. Is God enablement to establish His will. The anointing is God's power, is God's presence, is God's enablement to accomplish what? His will. In the Old Testament, kings, prophets, and priests were anointed with oil as a sign of divine enablement, empowerment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter. I will show you why we need the anointing. I will show you from the Old Testament and from the New Testament what the anointing is. Are we there? 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse 13. Okay? Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day forward, so David rose up. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. Who is David? David is just a simple boy taking care of his father's sheep. Hallelujah. But his destiny is not sheep, it's human being. Hallelujah. His destiny, the blueprint of his life in heaven, in the spirit, is to be king. But he's here tending what? Sometimes what you are passing through is a pointer to what you ought to become. If you have difficulties in your marriage, it means there is something there that is devil is afflicting. There is something there. If nothing is not there, there is nothing now. There is nothing. If you have a mango tree and you have this beautiful yellowish mango and red, so your attention is to bring it down. So your attention is not on the green one. It's not ready. So there is something there. There's something there. The reason why the devil is afflicting you, use the devil now. There's something. Use the devil. There is something. If you have difficulties in your academics, there is something. There is something that when you come out, that experience will open a door. And many of us have struggled trying to graduate. Hallelujah. Some have issue with maybe school lecturer or something. There is something. There is something. I know of a lady, after we have graduated, she was staying in school for like over 3 years. May I know there is something. It's not the lecturer. The devil just used the lecturer. There is something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, David tending his father's sheep, but his blueprint is kingship. Is to be king. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Same thing happened in the New Testament. When Jesus told Peter, "You are catching fish, Abby. You will catch men." So what you are going through is a pointer in opposite direction to what God is calling you to become. So I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the anointing is available to break every yoke. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the New Testament, Jesus is the anointed one. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Remember, when the season of breaking the spirit of bondage, breaking the spirit of bondage, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus speaking, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. So the anointing is able to break yoke. The anointing is powerful than the yokes. the anointing, I want you to, I don't know the English to use, to be provoking your spirit. What you are facing right now, the anointing is able, it's more powerful. And you have the anointing. You have it. It's the Holy Ghost. You have the anointing. Hallelujah. You have the anointing. But sometimes you underplay what you have. And you begin to look at what you think you don't have. The anointing that you carry is enough to break the yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing that you have, that has been given, is enough to break the yoke. As believers, we receive the anointing through the Holy Spirit. So the anointing is, sometimes we have this celestial perspective of the anointing. It's what you have. It's the Holy Ghost. We just read now how God anointed Jesus. Hallelujah. You have it inside of you. It's in your spirit. But can I say this? It has not been activated because you don't engage it. Hallelujah. You know, when you have, especially if you have lived in the village where you, when you have wood together, you want to cook, and you have not been cooking for a long time, you see different kinds of hands, you see, even you can see lizard can even just have a nap. But if that place is hot, they will not come close. So you have to farm into flame the gift of God in you. Farm into flame the gift of God in you. That's the problem. Farm. Paul was telling Timothy, I know you have the gift, but you must fan it. So as you fan it, right? When you have a charcoal, when you have one that is, when you have a charcoal and you just spark the light and you don't fan it, what will happen? It will go off. But when you fan it, it will do what? The fire will spread. It will gain momentum. Hallelujah. So you have to fan into flame the Holy Ghost inside of you. You can't be sleeping 9 hours. Especially in this economy. This economy should even wake you up. You cannot be sleeping. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So, as believers, we receive the anointing through the Holy Spirit. How the anointing destroy the yoke? The anointing is able to destroy fear. It's able to destroy guilt. It's able to destroy sin through God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. When God is present, yoke must give way. Exodus 33, verse 14. When God is present, when God is with you, what is yoke? And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee Sabbath. My presence will go with thee. So his presence will give you confidence to face your struggle, to face your fear, to face your guilt. And you have to speak to it. Hallelujah. You have to what? Speak to it. Moses was, he's not the speaking type. And he said, what shall I say when I get to Pharaoh? Because Pharaoh, look, Pharaoh is not the Pharaoh we know now. Pharaoh is like Putin. Where is this man in South Korea? I don't know how to pronounce the name. Hip Jump. You want to go from here, I want to see him. You can't even see him. But if you have received the word, you can see him. There was a particular time that Papa Archbishop Idausa went to see Abasha. For you to see Abasha, then you must have something. Right? You must have something. And he listened to him and he prayed for him. Hallelujah. So you cannot go on your own. That scripture, please. His presence shall go with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My presence shall go with thee. 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 Hallelujah. If you are opportune to meet with the governor, and the governor say, okay, I will not be able to, but I will give you my note. My note. His note is his presence. So whenever you show his note, you'll be allowed. Hallelujah. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Act of Apostles chapter 1, verse 18. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power. You shall receive what? Power. Power. Dynamics. Exousia. Now, this man purchased a field. Are we there? The place that said we shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Okay. Okay, not 18. Acts 1:8. Yes, that's correct. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You shall receive power. You cannot do this one without the endowment of the power. You cannot do this one. Because there was even a terror in Jerusalem. So for you to go from place to place, you must receive Holy Ghost. And Jesus told them, don't go out. Don't go out. Stay. Until you are endued what? With what? Power. Hallelujah. Until you are endued with power. So I want you to consciously pray for the Holy Ghost before you go out, especially for a major contract, for a major meeting, for your presentation. So what they will be seeing is God in action. Hallelujah. Because you are speaking with power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are looking at how the anointing breaks the yoke. Through the word of God. The anointing can break the yoke through the word of God. John chapter 8, verse 32. John chapter 8, verse 32. Through the word of God. This Bible that some people use to sleep. It's like you are using your artillery to sleep. Have you seen a soldier? Have you seen soldier, a good example is soldier. He put his AK-47, right? And he put his head on it. Have you seen one? I've not seen one. Even I've seen that in their training, when they are training soldiers, when they sleep with their gun, you cannot get their gun from them. When they are asleep, you cannot. You cannot. So, use your own to sleep. Your weapon. Hallelujah. You have to repent. Are we there? And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall deliver you. So, truth delivers a man. Like the example I made mention. If you don't know, in this Lagos, that the yellow lane is BRT. then you will use your salary to appease the gods. Hallelujah. Because of course the money is much, 50k, 70k, to say I'm sorry. With vehement begging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the truth you know for yourself will make you free. It's not to count time that, oh yeah, we're in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 3. No, no. It's for yourself. It's for your good. And you shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Or the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. True faith and obedience. James chapter 4 verse 7. True faith and obedience. Submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee. Alright? Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When I was reading this scripture, it's not resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God. No. Is submit yourself to God. How to be powerful spiritually is not actually to do a lot of activity. I question young believers when they come to the church. They want to be everywhere. They want to join the choir. They want to join the ushering. They want to join facility team. They want to join evangelism. What I tell them, sit down, learn. Sit down. Hallelujah. Sit down and learn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, for you to be powerful, you have to sit down and learn of me. When Jesus was about to distribute the bread that he multiplied, he gave a prayer of thanks and the bread multiplied. He told them that they should sit down in 50s, in groups. Hallelujah. So for you to eat this bread, which is the word of God, you have to sit down. You can't run away. You can't be doing to and fro and know what is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. You shall know the truth, and the truth we set you free. Hallelujah. So submit to God, resist the devil. So after the submission, you are able to resist the devil. Hallelujah. I remember this son of Sceva, I think the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 17, is it 17 or 27? They have seen the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. They have seen it and they like it. You know, there's a way young believers can like that kind of activity. Paul preached, Peter preached, and you see demonstration of the Spirit. The Spirit left the man quietly. And they want to test it. Hallelujah. They want to test it. The thing is by testing. The thing is by copy. It's not copy. You can't copy this one. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Hallelujah. You cannot copy this one. You must have it. Praise the Lord. And at that point in time in scripture, Jesus, the disciples of Jesus couldn't able to cast out that devil. Alright? And the parents cry out to Jesus. He said, your disciples cannot help me. And he said, bring the boy. Hallelujah. But Jesus made a statement. He said, this kind, maybe they have been casting out some other devils, some other headache, I wouldn't know. Alright? But this kind goeth not. So, there are levels in the spirit. Pastor told us right now, sometimes ago, that you can't cast a territorial demons. You cannot. There are consultation. There are forensic consultations you have to do before you address certain things. You remember when Paul was going and he was doing well, and he saw a particular young man that was prophesying in the spirit of divination. You know, the first day, Paul didn't see anything. You get why? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Examples of yoke broken by the anointing. Examples of yokes broken by the anointing. Yoke of sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sin shall not have dominion. Dominion. Hallelujah. What is the mandate of God for mankind? To have what? Dominion over what? This is Bible study time. Dominion over everything. Dominion over the sea. Dominion over the birds in the air. It's dominion. Because God is aware that there are spirits inside the water. He's aware that there are spirits in the air. So he gave Adam dominion, authority over everything he has created. So you have dominion over sin. Are we there? Romans 6, 14. You shall have dominion. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. You are in the order of Christ. You are not in the order of Moses. Hallelujah. You are in the order of Christ. You are not in the order of Moses. So dominion is what you should have over sin. Because that's the initial, that's the original mandate, to have authority, to have control. What's another word for dominion? Synonyms. Rulership is more than power. Wow. Forces. So it's not just one force. Forces. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, yoke of sin, you have dominion over sin. You can do without that particular sin. You have the authority, you have the capacity to say no to it. Your built up has capacity to say no to that particular sin, to that particular addiction. The guilt, is to bring you down, is to doubt the dominion you have. The devil said to Jesus, turn this stone to bread. He can turn it to bread, but there is no need. Because he has dominion over everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yoke of sickness. 3 verse 5. By his stripes ye were healed. By his stripes ye were healed. Isaiah 55. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Is your name here? He was wounded. Jesus was wounded for your transgression, for my transgressions. He was bruised. Sometimes that movie, Passion of Christ, sometimes, all the times I watched it, I cried. I don't know how they able to set up that character. I don't know. Of course, I want to believe that there will be a group of psychologists to really touch the mind of people. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon what? And with his stripes, you were made whole. Hallelujah. So, you are part of this equation. I am there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus paid for that. Jesus paid for that. So what is the particular thing that is holding you back? As a yoke or bondage? What is that particular thing that is holding you back? We've passed January. February is winding up. What is the thing that Jesus have not paid for? What is it that Jesus have not paid for? I want to declare to you this morning that the anointing is more powerful than the yoke. The anointing is powerful than the yoke. Say the anointing is powerful than the yoke. So you should always bring yourself to this consciousness. The anointing is powerful than the yoke. Hallelujah. So your consciousness this morning is very key to taking territories. Territories that have been taken from you. Hallelujah. The anointing you must fan into flame. The anointing that is in you to take territory. Hallelujah. Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost and fan into flame the gift that is in you? The Holy Ghost that is in you, because you have it. You have it. Fan into flame. Rabba gadabo shatala bagada bagadaba. Meko dobo supreke dobo godobo go shatala ba. Hikata shata hepra godobo 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 godobo. Zikreto shatanda daba koto prakodobo godobo godobo. Heki ala bagodobo shatala ba. Hikatosha, are you praying or you are looking at me? Resha katala bagada bagadaba. Rekatobo sikrento shatala bagadaba. Hikato shata. He bredege de begastenu. He's talking to tongue speaking. I know their works, that thou art either cold nor hot. I will thou wet cold or hot. Can we have another translation? It's dangerous. If you know you can't pray in this kingdom, have friends with people who can pray. So they can, you know, they can wind you up. Don't stay aloof. Don't be isolated. It's dangerous. I know your records of works. Wow. Records. Your tithe, right? Your offerings. Eh? What else? What you are doing in the church. And what you are doing, you are either cold or hot. Would that you were cold or hot? Can we have message? Is it possible to have message? So, it's dangerous in this kingdom to stay on the fence. Hallelujah. And when I say cold or hot, I don't mean only praying. Studying the Bible. I know you inside and out. And find little to my liking. You are not cold. You are not hot. Far better to be either. Ramana koshala bakadabasa. So in this kingdom, you cannot sit on the fence. You cannot what? Sit on the fence. Are you provoked this morning to pray? So I want you to be praying in the Holy Ghost by activating the gift, the Holy Ghost inside of you. Mashallah bagada bagada. Brekato sikrede golobo shikrede ya. Mekato supreke da bogo da bogo da bo. Le kuramba no shagada bagada bagada ba. Zekete shata. Ikrekato si preke da bogo da bogo da bo. Bread and pray kalusha prando kuso praga da bagada bagada ba. He keshata. He pretoko su prega da bogo da bogo da bogo da bo. Redoko sata. Ilia la bogo shala bagada ba. Redo si kedia la bosha. Ibalusi pregedebo. Ibalusa prakotosha helia. Ikrekodobo sahala. Red doshata. Ikedebe. Regedebe. Regedebo koseto. Ikroshata hapakadosa pregedebo. Pray brethren. Reshikata hapaluse gedeada. Meganemo shikredia. Radobogolobogolobogolobogolo. Reshakapa hasoto. Ipresete. Rekodobogodobogodobo. Reshakata hato. Remenego saba. Mekushatata. Iketosa. Retokopolondo. Imenesi pregede. Zikealobo shalabagadabagadaba. Ipresete. Ilianomosa. Makotobogos pregedebo. Ialabagadaba. Imbrasoto. Ibakashadabo sahelia. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Can we shout hallelujah like we are alive? Praise the Lord! If you know the anointing has broken the yoke, shout hallelujah!